Shadows of Sin, the Heavy Watch of Ezekiel. Ezekiel is the man called by God to live out a message that hits hard in the dim light of ancient prophecy, where shadows stretch across the soul like forgotten cathedrals in the mist. According to Ezekiel 4 verses 4 to 8, God told him to lie on his left side for 390 days, bearing the sin of Israel. He then turned to his right side for 40 days, bearing Judah's wrongdoing. Like chains in a stone dungeon or a lone figure standing against the storm of divine justice, it's raw, uncomfortable, and full of gothic weight. Imagine it, friends. Ezekiel is bound up with cords so he can't turn easily, his arm bare, facing the siege of Jerusalem. He lies there day after day, the sun rising and setting. You're reminded of those old tales about saints carrying burdens for others that makes you feel awestruck. Through him, God shows us how sin piles up, how it demands payment, and how one person can stand in the gap, even if it hurts. It's prophetic theater, the kind that sticks in your head. As a result of this act, we see Jesus Christ as the ultimate bearer of sin, who took the weight of the world on his shoulders. But let's keep things casual and real. Ezekiel's not just a prophet in a book. Despite living in exile, he's also a dad, and his obedience demonstrates what it means to take responsibility, even at the end of the day. The Bible gives us plenty of examples on parenting that echo this idea of bearing burdens and guiding with steadfast love. Hannah in 1 Samuel is a good example. She prayed for a child, and after God gave him to her, she dedicated him back to God. That's heavy parenting, committing your kid to God's service, even if it means letting go. There's no easy path there, just faithful surrender. It's like Abraham and Isaac. God tested Abraham in an almost dark way, asking for his son on the altar. Abraham obeyed, trusting God would provide. It shows the cost of faith in family life, the willingness to put God first even when your heart breaks. A child should be taught in a good way, so when he's old, he'll never stray from it. It's not a quick fix. It's years of lying on that side, day in and day out, modeling obedience like Ezekiel. In Deuteronomy 6 verses 6 to 7, parents are told to impress God's commands on their kids, to talk about them at home, on the road, when they lie down, and when they get up. There are no breaks like those 390 days. Specifically, Ephesians 6 verse 4 tells dads not to provoke their kids into anger, but to train and instruct them. Colossians 3 verse 21 warns against embittering kids so they don't lose heart. No harshness that crushes the spirit, but steady guidance that bears the load with them. Parenting is prophetic, living out truth so the kids see it. Ezekiel's act feels gothic because it's dramatic, embodied suffering for the sake of a message. Sin isn't light. It binds like those cords on the prophet. But God uses it to call his people back to him. When we parent through tough times, we have a small version of this. We stay faithful when it would be easier to quit. Those numbers matter too. 390 days for Israel, linked to years of sin, and 40 days for Judah. God sees the full weight. He doesn't ignore it, but he also prepares for restoration. Later in Ezekiel, dry bones come to life, a new heart, a new spirit after the lying down. Our own family struggles feel like exile as parents. We lie down in prayer, bearing the sins and pains of our households, pointing them to the one who has already done it all. It's not academic or distant. It's gritty, real, and full of that dark beauty where suffering meets grace. A lot of obedience looks strange, even uncomfortable, but it carries power, like Ezekiel shows us. His body became a billboard for God's mercy and warning. We become living letters to our kids when we make choices, are patient, and turn from one side to the other when God calls. Let this sink in like evening shadows in an old chapel. Sin demands a bearer, love demands sacrifice, and God provides the strength for both. Whether you're waiting 390 days or doing 40 intense days, keep your face toward the city, arms bared, ready to speak.